Welcome to Good News in the Morning, a program of words and music, bringing a Christian message of hope and encouragement to those who are looking for an intelligent, meaningful, and spirited approach to faith and to life. This program is sponsored by the Allen Churchill Christian Ministries, Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario, KOG 1WO. Allen Churchill is not with us today, but he has invited me to present today's message. My name is Pastor Donald Crisp, and I am the lead pastor at the First Baptist Church of Smiths Falls, and it is my privilege to bring the message today. Think of it. Today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It is always wonderful to have God's people gather on God's day to hear God's word. My prayer today is that God will bless you, encourage you, challenge you, and comfort you. May God turn your heart and my heart toward home as he speaks to us and draws us near. My message today is entitled, Parenting Forward. My concern is for parents and the challenge that they face today. The fact is, our children are a gift from God, but oh, what a struggle parents are having in our time-starved family culture. But listen, we need to remember that our children and our grandchildren are precious jewels from the Lord. Let's listen to Twyla Perry sing, Precious Jewels.
When he cometh, when he jewels, precious jewels, his loved and his own, like the stars of the morning, his bright crown adorning, there
Parenting Forward, that's the message of Focus for today. I remember the story of the two paddle boats. They left Memphis at the same time, traveling down the Mississippi River to New Orleans. As they traveled side by side, they began to compete. They began to get into a race. One vessel just slowly fell further back and didn't know what to do. But one crew member thought, hey, we've got enough coal to make it to our destination, but not enough for a race. So what he did is he started to throw the cargo into the ovens, and sure enough, they sped up. The entire crew got involved, and they threw all the cargo into the ovens. Yes, they ended up winning the race, but they burned their cargo in the process. Listen, parents, God has entrusted us with a valuable cargo. It's our children, and our assignment is to see that they get to their destination. They are precious jewels. They are treasures from the Lord. How many today, as we look at parenting, we look at so many parents who end up shifting their focus to something else, like climbing the ladder of professional success or acquiring possessions. It's so easy to get distracted. The fact of the matter is, we must focus on our children. Again, this message is entitled Parenting Forward. Let's listen to God's Word found in the Bible, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 10, 11, and 12. The Apostle Paul speaking, "You are witnesses, and so is God, of how holy, righteous, and blameless we were among you who believed. For you know that we dealt with each of you as a father deals with his own children." Now listen to this, "encouraging, comforting, and urging you to live lives worthy of God." Folks, I speak to you today as a parent, as a grandparent, and a pastor of, well, a large part of my ministry with my wife Tricia that we both focus on is what we call family impact. Family impact is a relational coaching model. When we come alongside of our young families and encourage them forward in their faith, in their marriages, and yes, in their family life. Now, my goal in this message today is to be informational as well as inspirational. Families today are so stressed, and they seem to be taxed to their limits. I'm reminded of Robert Orban as he wrote, "Who can ever forget Winston Churchill's immortal words?" Listen to these words. "We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields. And in the streets, we shall fight in the hills." Then Robert Orban said, "Those words of Winston Churchill sounded exactly like his last family vacation." Wow, isn't that something? The fact is, the parental challenge has been with us for centuries, folks. An Assyrian tablet written about 4,700 years ago had these words recorded on it. Children no longer obey their parents. Did you catch that? 4,700 years ago. As a matter of fact, 2,400 years ago, in 425 BC, Socrates wrote these words. Quote, "Our children today love luxury. They have bad manners, contempt for authority, disrespect for older people. Children nowadays are tyrants. They contradict their parents, gobble their food, and tyrannize their teachers." End of quote. Wow, isn't that something? We seem to have, I would believe, both a historical and a historical parenting problem today. What I'm saying is nothing's really new, but what do we do? Dr. James Dobson says that 80% of parents today are having or going through what he calls a crisis of confidence. They are saddling themselves with unnecessary guilt and fear and self-doubt. Yes, we do have a historical and a hysterical parenting problem. There appears at first glance to be three styles of parenting in our culture today. There's the authoritarian parenting style. You know that style. It's when the parent says to the child, "If you're going to play on my ballpark, you'll play according to my rules. And if you step over the line and break one of my rules, we will be talking about your lifespan and how much it will be shortened." That's not a very good style, is it? And then we see so often today the opposite, the submissive parenting style. We can hear the parent at lunchtime saying, "Now, honey, I've prepared a menu for you for lunch. You just tell me what you would like. I've given you a number of options. Now, if this isn't a good time for you to eat, we can just hold that meal off to later. It's whatever you want. Honey, I'm here to serve you." You know, folks, That's what we call submissive parenting. Want to make you almost barf, doesn't it? Am I allowed to say that on the air? Submissive parenting. And then thirdly, there's the authoritative parenting. This is the parent who goes to God, and this is the parent who is set on setting boundaries. They go to God and they ask for wisdom to know what the boundaries should be, and discernment to know how to apply those boundaries that are age-appropriate for the children. Yes, we need to focus on parenting forward. And therefore, we must come to terms with the following. Now, folks, I want to mention two things to you, from my heart to your heart. Number one, I believe that the goal of parenting is to raise a child that is hungry for God. Now, a child that says God is part of my life, that's not a child that's hungry for God. That's a child that's just merely including God in their lives. No, what I mean by it is this is a child that says God is my life. I love him and I'm here to live for him. Proverbs chapter 22, verses 1 to 6 says, we are to train up a child in the way they shall go, and when they're old, they will not depart from it. We know that so well, but what does it really mean? Charles Swindoll, in his book, You and Your Child, commented on what it means to train up a child. He said, train up in the Hebrew is a word used to describe the palate or the roof of the mouth. It would use to describe the actions of a Hebrew midwife who, after helping deliver a baby, would dip her finger in a paste made of dates, rub it on the gums of the new baby to create thirst and start the baby's feeding instinct. Did you catch that? I said I wanted to be informational. There it is. Inspirational. There it is. The parent's goal is in like manner is to create a hunger and thirst in the life of the child for God. To create a hunger and thirst for God in the life of that child. And certainly the best way of accomplishing this is by parents, and let me add, grandparents, is by parents and grandparents modeling what they believe. Parents who talk the talk and walk the walk, or as some person has said, to walk the talk. Parents who live and believe in their homes as they would when the church family is watching or when the pastor is watching. Yes. I think we need to focus on raising children who are hungry for God. Secondly, I believe the role of the parent is best described as guarding and guiding. Allow me to demonstrate what I'm saying. One author told of ancient China the need of the people there to provide security against the barbaric hordes to the north. So what did they do? They built the Great Wall of China. It was so high they believed no one could climb over it, so thick they knew that no one could break through it. But did you know that during the first 100 years of the wall's existence, China was invaded 3 times? Not once did the barbaric hordes break down the wall or climb over the wall. Well, then how did they get in? Each time they walked right through the gates. Well, how did they do that? They bribed the gatekeeper. That's how. One commentator made this observation. The Chinese were so busy relying on the walls of stone, they forgot to teach integrity to their children. This is a message to encourage each of us as parents, and grandparents, to teach integrity to our children and our grandchildren by modeling it in our homes. Parenting forward means intentionally making plans that will guard and protect our children by guarding their hearts, their minds, and their souls. James 1:27 says, keep from being polluted by the world. George Barna Research Group reports that there are 3 different parenting models in North America. There's default parenting, there's experimental parenting, and there's what he calls revolutionary parenting. Default parenting are parents who focus on 3 things: feed them, free them, and finance them. And on the way out the door, just tell them they're good to go. Experimental parenting, well, this model is clear. You watch Oprah, or you watch Dr. Phil, or you watch some other program, you get the information, and you change your plans on the go. This model of parenting lacks a consistent plan that is adjusted from time to time so as to be age-appropriate to the children. And thirdly, Barna says, he speaks about revolutionary parenting. The goal of this type of parenting is to raise children who make their faith in God and their relationship with Him their highest priority in life. Barna discovered that revolutionary parents say this. They understand this, and they believe this. Parenting is their full-time job. The job that they get paid to do is simply an addendum to their most important work that they will do in their life. Why? Because they believe that these children are jewels. Why? Because they believe that these children are treasures from the Lord. Let's break here for a moment and listen to Steve Green singing, "Children Are a Treasure from the Lord."
Halls ring with echoes of laughter long after they've come and gone, for the memory of a tiny face and playful grin still brings a smile, reminding us again that children are a treasure from the
began this message with Paul's wise words. Let's listen to them again. You are witnesses, and so is God, of how holy and righteous and blameless we were among you who believed. For you know that we dealt with each of you as a father deals with his own children, encouraging, comforting, and urging you to live lives worthy of God. In parenting forward, the goal needs to be clear, and this is what God is saying. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 12. Live lives worthy of God. That's where the bar is. Live lives worthy of God. This child will grow to be hungry for God as you guard and guide them through life. A life that is being lived, a life that is worthy of God, and is best described by the Apostle Paul in verse 10, as he says, this is what that life looks like. It's holy, it's righteous, and it's blameless. A child that is passionately in love with Jesus. Isn't that your prayer for your children? Isn't that your prayer for your grandchildren, that they would live lives worthy of God, live lives of integrity before God? Now that's what we ought to do. Teach them to live lives worthy of God. But what about the how-to for the ought-to? The how-to is found in verse 11. Paul writes, "For you know that we dealt with each of you as a father, may I say, as a parent, deals with his own children. Encouraging, comforting, and urging them to live lives worthy of God." That's the how-to. Three things that parents need to do: encourage, comfort, and urge. Let's look at these three words. The word encouraging in the original means to encourage forward. This is a picture of a coach encouraging their athlete forward in their growth toward their goal. This is a picture of a parent encouraging their children forward in their faith. Comforting. This is defined as meaning to stimulate one to discharge their duties or responsibilities. Well, this is a word picture. This is a picture of a coach speaking softly and tenderly and yet firmly as they say over and over again to the athlete, "You can do it. Keep moving forward. You can do it. The finish line is just before you." This is a picture of a parent speaking softly and tenderly to their child as they say over and over again, "Keep moving forward. You can do it. You can do it." Encouraging, comforting, oh yes, and urging. This means to stir up with authority. This is a picture of a coach who is encouraging their athlete to move forward as they keep saying to them, "I know you can do it. Keep moving forward." The coach is now speaking with authority. The parent is doing the same thing, speaking with authority, saying, "I know you can do it. Keep moving forward in your faith." Remember that these revolutionary parents believe that they are in charge from day one, and they behave like people who are in charge. Parenting forward means being consistent, and it also means being intentional. So that at the end of the day, that the parents are celebrating that their child is hungry and passionate with and about the things of God. Will you pray with me now and release your children to God? Will you pray with me and ask God to give you wisdom and discernment that is needed in raising your children? Will you pray with me as you surrender your children to God? Father in heaven, I thank you for these children. They are jewels, they are treasures, and I release them now to you in the name of Jesus. And Father, I ask you now for wisdom and discernment in the raising of my children. And Father, I now surrender to you, and I ask that you would speak to me daily, and I would seek your wisdom each day of my life in this privilege that is mine of being a parent. In Jesus' name, amen. Now in conclusion, allow me to thank you for your open heart, your prayerful encouragement, and your God-led financial support of this radio ministry. You need to know that your faithful prayers and your gracious giving empowers and enables this ministry to deliver God's good news message on the air. Dr. Churchill and I want to thank you for being part of our ministry team. The truth is, we can't do this without you. Let me encourage you and challenge you to make a check payable to the Allen Church Christian Ministries and send it to Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario, KOG1WO. Mark the check, Good News Broadcast. We will send you a receipt at income tax time. Please encourage others to listen to the radio station, to this radio ministry. Also, you can find this and other programs of ours by Googling the Allen Churchill Christian Ministries. Click on Ministries, then on Broadcasting. Now, don't forget to worship in a church that proclaims Jesus Christ as the Savior of the world and points you to the cross. A church that will equip you and encourage you to embrace our Lord's will for your life. A church that will faithfully hold high the Bible and does not waver from the principles, precepts, and promises that are found within. Father, we pray that you will inspire us and instruct us to live lives worthy of you. We pray that you would empower us to live for you, bringing honor and glory to your name. We pray that you would empower us to raise our children to have a hunger and a thirst for you, children that would fall in love with you. Now, as we conclude today's program, here is Twyla Paris singing "Your Whole Life Long." And now may God bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you. May you live with courage, faith, and love. May you be grace agents for Christ in a world that hungers for hope and love and purpose. Amen.
I pray the Lord will hold you close and keep you through the night, that you will wake up smiling in the early morning light, that He will always comfort you and make you brave and strong. I pray that you will follow Him your whole life long. I pray that you will grow up to be wise and good and true. I pray that you will please the Lord in everything you do. I pray that you will hear His voice and learn to sing His song. I pray that you will follow Him your whole life long. I pray that you will follow Him. I pray that you will follow Him. I pray that you will follow Him your whole life long. I pray that you
Good News in the Morning is produced in the studios of News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.